Hi everyone, welcome to Empower, my power, your power, our power. Today's extra special episode is all the way from New York City. The city, quite literally, a global melting pot of culture and cuisine. And who better to decode this than all our very own, for us all, our very own, all the way from Mumbai, Neel Kajali. Hello, welcome Neel.
Hi Meenakshi, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. As the chef de partie of a prominent free Michelin star restaurant, 11 Madison Park, his experience and outlook on global cuisine is what we are most excited to find out. So let's get right to it. Neel, tell us what motivated you to set out on this culinary journey. Was it a sudden realization or a constant passion?
First of all, thank you so much for having me here.
No, it's our pleasure. Thank you for meeting us.
Of course, I'm a huge fan of your podcast.
thank you.
And I actively follow them on Instagram. So thank you so much for having me here.
Yes.
And coming back to your question, honestly, for me, it was always, right since the beginning, it was only passion. I know a lot of kids of my age and all my friends, you know, who, when they were, you know, embarking on the journey of finding a career, they always had backups and safety nets, and that was something I never had.
Right.
I never had something like, okay, if cooking doesn't work out, I'm gonna jump onto this. That was never,
that was never
the situation with me. And in a way, I feel that was my do or die situation, that I have to make it work. And if I don't make it work, I don't know what I'm gonna do, because I really don't have anything else to fall back upon. And when you're doing that, I think the one thing that always drives you and motivates you is that if I'm doing this, and if I'm doing it with so much passion, I have to do it with the best people to be the best at it.
Absolutely.
There is no compromise in working at just a mediocre restaurant somewhere else in the world.
Right.
If I want to work here, and if I want to achieve, and if I want to become the best chef, or if I aim to work with some of the best chefs, this is what I need to put myself through.
Right.
And this is the level of dedication and commitment I need to give this.
So you were very clear and very focused. And of course, you gave it like not 100, but 1,000%, I guess.
I hope so.
And so you studied in one of the top colleges in India. IIH Mumbai, and from there to one of the distinguished colleges here, the Culinary Institute of America at New York. How has your learning experience influenced your art for cooking?
Both these schools, I owe them a lot, because each of them have shaped my A and B side of cooking. One school has taught me the importance of developing your base, developing your style, and the other school has taught me how to refine that style and how to polish it and how to hone it and how to take it further. So I couldn't have been where I am without these two
schools.
And how
old are you again?
I'm 24.
I can't believe you're so like articulate and so, I mean, great at describing and also doing what you're doing. It's, I mean, amazing.
Thank
More
you
power
so much.
To you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry to interrupt. Please go on.
No, of course. No, it's my pleasure. And honestly, both these schools have just taught me that if you bring what you love to the table, and if you give your future to someone, and in this case the instructors and all the faculty at both these amazing schools, they will take it and they will shape it, and they will definitely try and do their best to make you a better cook. And this is what it's all about.
Okay, very nice. So tell me, you're currently the chef de partie at 11 Madison Park, which has also been awarded 4 stars from the New York Times, 3 Michelin stars, and enjoys the honor of being titled the best restaurant in North America, in the world, and on the world's 50 best restaurants list. What is your personal experience working there, and tell us how you came about this in the role? And I know you revealed some special surprise for us, but we'll get to that later.
Sure.
I want to know about your experience working there first.
Of course. To put it very frankly, I was obsessed with this restaurant, and I have been obsessed with this restaurant for as long as I can remember. And I remember tracking the world's 50 best list, and I remember when this restaurant was number 23, and I used to tell my friends that, mark my words, this restaurant is going to be number one in the world.
Wow.
And in 2017, 11 Madison Park became number one in the world. I started working there in 2019, but
right.
Not a lot of people know this. I applied to that restaurant in 2016,
right.
And I faced rejection. And they said that, sorry, we don't
have... You were so young, and you knew at that age.
I knew it. And since then, it's just been a dream for me to work at that restaurant and to work in that amazing kitchen.
Yes.
And I knew I wanted to work there. Unfortunately, I didn't have the credentials.
Right.
And I didn't have the skill, or I didn't have a strong enough resume to work in that kitchen.
Right.
But I knew that if I'm going to work in New York City one day, it's going to be at 11 Madison Park. It's going to be nowhere else in the world.
Yes.
And it didn't work out for me. And a couple of years later, I had the privilege and honor of coming to the CIA. And like everyone knows, the CIA is in New York. And
right.
I said, if I have an opportunity to work in New York, I'm going to only work at 11 Madison Park. I'm not going to work in New York City at all. And I'd made up my mind. So for me to receive that welcome letter from them in 2019, which I did in 2016,
yes.
was my biggest moment of joy and my sweet little victory.
Yeah,
and
a dream
always,
come true.
Dream come true in the truest sense. And,
yes.
and I'll always cherish it the
yes.
most. But it's been, my experience at 11 Madison Park has taught me so much. And I always say that whatever I am as a cook today, whatever I am as a chef today, is only because of the training, the discipline, the hard work that I've received and I've gone through at 11 Madison Park. And
lovely.
I've always been their fan and I'll always be a fanboy for them.
Yes. So tell me, what was the most enjoyable moment in the last few months that you've been working with them?
11 Madison Park just reopened as a completely plant-based restaurant.
Right.
And New York City and the world, per se, has gone through a lot of tumultuousness. So we've had a lot
yeah.
of turbulence. The entire hospitality industry has gone through a lot.
Right.
And 11 Madison Park finally being able to open its doors again to the world is being amazing for
yeah.
everyone. It's just a sign of positivity and a ray that, you know, things are moving forward in the correct direction.
Right.
And 11 Madison Park has suddenly decided to go plant-based. It's completely
yes.
vegan in a plant-based restaurant.
Mixed feelings about that, but still a great restaurant.
And, but the food is phenomenal. And
right.
I remember our chef said to us that, you know, this, what we are doing, no one has ever done before. And
right.
this is the exact same feeling that everyone experienced when man went to moon for the first time. Because that was never done before.
Absolutely.
So he compared what we are doing to man first stepping foot on the moon. And I realized that it's truly remarkable because what we're doing here, no one has ever aimed to
done.
Do. And
yes.
of course, there's going to be criticism. Of course,
yes.
people are going to look at us with a lot of doubt and they're going to be dubious about what we're doing. But we're still doing that. We're facing the challenges. And I think that's been my biggest moment of, you know, it's been like an eye-opener for me, what we're doing.
Fantastic. So tell me, what are some of the key food and dining trends at the moment, besides veganism and, of course, plant-based food? Are people still about the food or more about the experience?
I think that honestly depends on the diner.
Mm-hmm.
There are two types of diners. There's that one diner who says that, I don't care how expensive the food is. I don't care whether the food is great or not. I know this restaurant has 3 Michelin stars. I know this restaurant has made it to this list and that list, and that's why I want to go and dine here.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's that second diner who says that, you know what, this restaurant hasn't won any Michelin star. This restaurant is not one of the world's 50 best restaurants, but I still want to go and eat here because the food is spectacular.
Right.
So honestly, it's still about the diner. It's,
yes.
you know, it's about
and also
the
ambiance. I mean, I remember you telling me when we were speaking about fixing up the podcast that you had all these great celebrities come in. Angelina Jolie was there,
yeah.
and you could name a few for all our lovely listeners.
Correct. So many.
I mean,
yeah.
it's always nice. But any favorite person you met there, or anyone you were like amazed to meet,
you
or
just
see?
Named her Angelina Jolie.
Yeah,
I, mean, you see her
I love
on
her
screen.
Too.
You see her on screen, and then when she walks into the kitchen, and the entire kitchen is blown away. And anyone who knows how kitchens work, it's
yeah.
it's all stressful and you're all stressed. But
yes.
to be in a stressful environment and then to be blown away by someone's beauty, you're a little starstruck. I wouldn't lie.
Okay, great. So tell me, as hospitality gradually opens up around the world, what would you say have been the biggest lessons or takeaways for the F&B industry?
That one thing that is that we can't take anything for granted.
Right.
You know, this is something that I heard so often, even when I was getting into this industry, that no matter what happens, people will never stop going to restaurants and eating.
Right.
And then the pandemic happened, and
mm-hmm.
people were forced to stop going to restaurants and stop
yeah,
eating outside.
Something you never thought would
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. And it kills me because I could see my industry taking a big hit. I could see so many of my friends getting unemployed. I could see so many of them getting laid off.
Yes.
And it's just sad.
Business
and
is closing.
Business
yes.
is closing. Small businesses, small mom and pops that, you know, would around for generations.
Right.
And this is something that I experienced living in New York City because it's one of the it's one of the restaurant capitals of the world. And to be honest, like, I don't think any place more than New York represents food in a much diverse way. As you said in the beginning of your podcast, that
right.
New York is a melting pot.
Yes, and
all
honestly, I've
cultures.
Traveled all over the world, and I feel the quality and the flavor of the food here is truly fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think just not taking anything for granted and to realize that, you know, we need, as much as we need the big fine dining Michelin-starred restaurants, we need the small small restaurants, because as there is, you know, there's this ecosystem in nature, there's an ecosystem in the restaurant world. We both need both.
Yes.
Because you can't do without one and you can't just do with the other.
We love the hole in the wall ones too.
We love
too,
the hole
as
in
much
the
as
wall.
Fine
That's
dining.
What we love the most. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so tell me, few quick questions to get to really know your taste, okay? Who's your favorite chef?
My favorite chef would be my former chef de cuisine at 11 Madison Park, Chef Brian Lockwood.
Okay, absolutely. Fantastic. What's your signature dish?
I don't have a signature dish. I think this is something I get asked a lot, but I don't have a signature dish.
Okay.
And I think what all artists say, my best work is yet to come. So
well,
I'm
you're
gonna,
only 24,
I'm
so
just
we'll,
jump
we'll,
on that
we'll let you go, get away with this one. Okay, what's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant? That's an interesting one, honestly.
You want to come back to it?
I want to come back to
okay.
it.
Okay.
I want to ask you, actually, do you mean my favorite restaurant in Mumbai or do you mean my favorite?
Well, I wanted to say both, but then I was saving that for our rapid fire. But come
okay.
on, okay, favorite in Mumbai.
Favorite in Mumbai. I think I'm going to come back to that later.
Okay, great. Name one street food dish that you love indulging in.
Favorite street
food? That, in fact, you should do India and overseas.
Sure.
Yeah.
In New York, it's got to be the halal guys. It's got to be all these halal carts that you see all over.
Right.
Lamb over rice is my favorite.
Okay.
And back home, I think it would be kati rolls.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. Who is that one person you would love to cook for?
Shah Rukh Khan.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. I think I'm a huge fan of Shah Rukh Khan.
So am I.
Yeah, I would love to cook for him one day.
Fantastic. How would you describe your cooking philosophy? Describe it in three words.
Simple, bold flavors. That's two words.
Yeah, but I get
simple,
it. Bold.
Bold flavors and fuss-free.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So I see a theme there. You know, simple and fuss-free.
Absolutely.
Okay. 11 Madison Park is solely a plant-based restaurant now. Can you tell us the most popular plant-based dishes that are easy and yummy to cook?
Honestly, I think we come from a country where everything is plant-based. We've
right.
got majority of people in our country back home who've eaten plant-based food. So when anyone...
We're being vegetarians.
Exactly,
yeah. India is actually
every time
great.
Someone asks
I always
people,
say organic, plant-based. We're born
we're
around
born
that,
around
yeah.
It. For us, it's not a novelty because we grew up with it.
Right.
So anything Indian, honestly, right from simple dal to like... Just roti dosa.
We
have dosa on the menu at 11 Madison Park.
Oh, lovely!
Because it's a celebration of something that's
yeah. and it has that
so
for internationally it has that whole crepe
yeah,
kind
the
of
whole,
texture
the whole,
or a tortilla kind of texture.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay, thank you. So tell me, Neil, what's your dream role? Any plans to own your own kitchen one day? I know you're very young. You'll probably want to travel the world, explore different cuisines, restaurants. Where do you reckon your dream restaurant would be located if you, like as of now, what do you think? Where would you love to open your dream restaurant?
Two places. It's either New York or it's Mumbai.
Okay.
I think home is where the heart is. And
yes.
if I'm able to give back the city that's giving me so much,
right.
that would be my dream. And to have one of the best restaurants in Mumbai and to be the talk of the town, that would be my ultimate dream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So now, Neil, I would love for you to, reveal to our lovely listeners the great changes that are happening in your life, in your career.
Sure.
And what's next for you, please?
So, to put it very simply, last week was my last week at 11 Madison Park.
Yes.
And I'm progressing into something new. I feel all this while I've just been exploring one side of the industry,
right.
which is working in commercial kitchens and working as a chef and working as a line cook. And this time I think it's the time to plunge into something else. And I'm moving into a different role with the food industry. I'm
of
working
course.
At Food 52, which is one of the biggest food and media publishing houses in the United States. And I'm working in their test kitchen as a recipe developer and a test kitchen assistant.
Wow.
And
fantastic.
It's amazing because food and media have always been an eternal love of mine, and
right.
I think if you can combine the two in one workplace,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a match made in heaven.
Yes.
So I'm cooking food, but not for guests. I'm cooking food for cameras, and I'm not cooking 150 plates of food each night.
Right.
I'm cooking just one plate of perfect food that's going to get shot by the cameras, and that's what the world gets to see instead of just
right.
a few select guests who come
yes.
and eat.
So I can't believe that that's such a dream come true, right?
It
to
is.
Combining your passions, like you said, and also I think you're great in front of the camera. So more power
you.
To you.
Thank
and
you so
at
much.
Empower, we love young entrepreneurs. We love people who follow their passions, work hard, achieve their dreams as far as possible. I feel a lot of hard work, a little bit of luck, you know, the ingredients, the perfect ingredients.
Yeah. You need that recipe. You need that recipe for success. That's what we call it that. Yeah.
So excellent. Thank you so much, Neil. This brings us to the end of a flavorsome chat with this talented and creative individual. Thank you, Neil, for giving us a global perspective on fine dining with this wholesome discussion.
Thank you so much.
We at Empower wish you all the love and luck on your culinary journey. Definitely coming back for an interview when you open your own restaurant
Thank you so much.
Or become a huge celebrity chef, or just a celebrity, that for sure, you're already.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you, my lovely listeners, for tuning in. Don't forget to catch up with all the podcast-related content and some additional fun sessions, from engaging videos or delightful pictures, all of it specially curated for you on my Instagram and Facebook, Meenakshi Kuwadekar. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And until then, as always, keep shining, keep smiling, have a safe and fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.